Now we'll go northwest of Beijing to Mongolia. NPR producer Charlie Mayer would like to introduce us to Ella Beavers, an Albanian banker living in Mongolia who's taken up the sport of boxing.
It is fight time in Ulaanbaatar. The local favorite, Miag Masurin, comes from Govi Sumber province. Her challenger, Ella Beavers, comes from Albania and is sponsored by Han Bank. By the way, this is Beavers' first fight ever. In the first few seconds of the match, Miag Masurin unleashed a tornado of punches on Beavers' face. The ref paused the fight as Beavers went down. Ella Beavers started boxing a year ago here at the Central Sports Palace in downtown Ulaanbaatar. There is sweat on the walls and fresh blood on the floor of this enormous boxing gym. 31-year-old banker Ella Beavers was born in Albania. Her work for the European Bank for Reconstruction and Development brought her to Mongolia. And she ended up pounding this punching bag because she wanted to find a physical challenge to match the considerable professional challenges of banking in Mongolia. But banking and boxing don't always mix.
I had a black eye once. It was a bit difficult to hide it at the bank, but I managed.
Beaver's trainer is Enkbot, a bull of a man who agreed to train her for 5,000 Mongolian tukruks per session. It's less than $5. Enkbot doesn't really speak English, and Beavers doesn't really speak Mongolian. They share the universal language of boxing. Here's the Mongolian version of left, left, right, under.
Okay. I call him, he's a dangerous man. He's a very dangerous man. He pushes you to the limit.
Beavers is built like a jet fighter. Sleek and fast, tough and dangerous. She trains hard, but as she found out, there's very little that can prepare anyone for their first real boxing match. Fight day was bright and warmer than usual. Word of the match spread like supercharged gossip through the small expatriate community of Ulaanbaatar. SMS text messages fired across the city all day. At least a dozen of Beaver's colleagues from Han Bank packed into a corner of the gym, including Zola and Holland.
She looks cool. She's a very cool woman. You know, she boxes and she's smart and she's very good at what she does.
Remember how Beavers fell in the first round? Well, she found her mojo in the second and she commanded the fight after that.
It's the beginning of the third round and Ella in the red trunks has just put her opponent on the mat.
At the end of three rounds, Beavers won her first fight by a decision.
You punched that woman in the face. What was that?
Many times. It felt good. Definitely good, because every time I punched her, I thought, another point in favor of me. So I just kept pouncing, kept pounding.
The pounding continued. 2 days after her first victory, Beavers fought again and won. Even though Ella Beavers destroyed two local opponents, many Mongolian spectators cheered for her anyway. This is a country where hospitality is important. Even a visitor who beats on the local kids is celebrated for her strength and gumption.
All Things Considered producer Charlie Mayer is spending a year in Mongolia as a Henry Luce scholar. To see pictures of Ella Beavers, go to our website, npr.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.